Let's look together in the Word of God this morning to Psalm number 122. Psalm number 122. I'm just going to read the first verse. Psalm 122, verse 1. You'll see where I got the message title when you see the Psalm. Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to ask you a question. When you awoke this morning, did you awake with a desire to come to church? Or did you awake and say, oh man, it's Sunday again. I got to go to church. Sure as a world, I got to go do my duty and go to church today. Well, did you say, well, I have to go? Or did you awake and did you want to go, to desire to come to the house of God? When you get saved, you should have gotten, if you didn't, something's wrong somewhere. When you get saved, you're supposed to get that desire in your heart and in your soul to want to come to church and to be with God's people and to meet with God's people every time the doors of the church are opened. If you don't have that desire in your heart, there's something wrong with your spiritual experience somewhere, and you might need to go back and take an inventory and get that matter kind of straightened out a little bit. Listen, it should never be a sense of duty to come to church. It ought to be a sense of desire, of wanting to be in the house of God. It's a joy to my heart to go to church. When I've been out the last week or so, it seemed like it's been a month or two since I was back with God's people. I miss going to church when I can't be there. I love to be at church, and it really was a burden on my heart to have to miss Bible school last week. But I love to be in God's house. I love to be in God's people, with God's people, and worship with God's people. Well, if that desire is not there with you, you better check up. There's something wrong, not with the church, but something wrong in you. Amen? Well, I wonder sometimes why so many professing Christians put such a little priority on coming to church. There's something wrong somewhere, beloved, in that matter. They put priority on all kinds of other things, and church going comes somewhere down here or maybe even nearer to the bottom than that. Something wrong somewhere. Do you believe it's a sin not to come to church if you're a Christian? It is. It is a sin. God said to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. That is a command of God that you come to be with God's people every time the church meets. That's not just on Sunday morning. That's not just Sunday school. That's not just morning worship. That's every time the church meets. And if you're not here and you don't have that desire to be here, you've sinned. Well, is that how you say that, preacher? Well, I'll tell you how I say that. James writes in his epistle, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what?
Sin.
Now you know you're supposed to be at church. God's commanded you to be at church. So if you know that and you don't do that, James said, you've sinned. Now a lot of folks don't even consider missing church as a sin. Now I know there's times I had to miss a week or so ago. I was laid up with surgery. But if you can possibly get here, you need to be here. Amen? You need to be here. It should bother you if you're able to come to church and you just choose not to come. It ought to bother you. It ought to convict you that you've sinned against God. Whether you believe it or not, whether you realize it or not, it's absolutely the truth that you have deliberately, personally, evaded a command of God. And when you evade a command of God, you've sinned. So, David took this so seriously. Back even in the Old Testament days, that he had to write something about this. He wrote it in Psalm 122. I was glad, he said, when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, what's in this verse? A couple of things I want you to see. First of all, I want you to see the individuals who spoke these words. David said, I was glad when they said unto me. Now, who are the they? Who's he talking about here when they said to David, let us go into the house of the Lord? Well, you almost have to conclude it had to be the other worshipers who were going to the temple. They said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord then was the temple. They were going into the temple, and they said to David, let us go into the house of the Lord. They were other of God's children, encouraging another of God's children to come with us and go with us to church. We're exhorted in the New Testament. We ought to stir up the gift of God that's in us. We ought to be encouraged to invite others to come with us and come to the house of God. It ought to be a glad thing in your heart when somebody invites you to come to church. Well, how long has it been since you invited somebody to come to the house of the Lord? How long has it been since somebody maybe invited you, not knowing whether you went to church or not? Somebody invited you to come to church and go to church with them. How long has it been? And if you invited somebody to come and they came to church, here's the question, did they find you here? If you invited somebody and they came, you know who they're going to be looking for first? You. Because you're the one who invited them. What are they going to think if they come to the house of God and because you've invited them and they don't find you here? They think, well, it's not much of a priority in their heart. If they don't want to be here, why does it matter if I come or not? So it's important. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many people have you said lately, come with me to the house of the Lord? Come with me to church. Come with me to worship. Come to meet God. Come to meet God's people. Come to have your needs met. Come to have your soul saved. How long has it been since we said things like this? You know why we ought to be saying these things? Because Hebrews writer says we ought to encourage one another because we see the day approaching. Now, what's he talking about, the day approaching? It could be two different things. It, of course, could be the day of the Lord Jesus coming. Indeed, it could mean that. But it also could mean, as you see the day of approaching, that you're going to have to give an account to God for the life that you've lived in the flesh since you got saved until you meet Jesus face to face. That day, beloved, is approaching. You're going to meet that day. I'm going to meet that day. What am I going to say? What are you going to say when you meet Jesus face to face? And you hadn't been faithful to obey His command to come to church. You know, our little petty excuses that we give one another are never going to stand up when you meet Jesus face to face. There's going to be a day of accounting. There's going to be a day of reckoning that we're going to have to face. Many people are not going to hear, well done. They're going to hear, why haven't you done what I commanded you to do? So you see, these individuals who spoke here, they said unto David, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're going to have to give an account whether we've been to church or not. It's hard today to find churches who even have three services a week. Many have only Sunday morning. That's all they do the next week. Just go out and live like you want to and do what you want to. Listen. God wants us to meet together. The early church met daily. What if you had to come 7 days a week instead of one? Would you like that? I know some wouldn't. Can't get there one day a week. How would you get there 7 days a week? Yeah? Amen? So it's important that we go to church. These individuals said, let us go to the house of the Lord, David. But look at the second thing in this passage that I see. The invitation that they gave. Or the invitation that they sent. They said unto David, let us go into the house of the Lord. And David said, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I've invited people to church over the many, many years. I know you guys all have also. And I've invited folks to come to church before and they weren't glad. Now be honest. They weren't glad to hear me say, let's go to church together. Come to church with me on Sunday. Come hear me preach, or come hear the Sunday school teacher. Come hear the music. Just come to church with us for whatever reason. You might find something you need. But they weren't glad. They didn't want to hear that. And almost immediately, here's the things that I see. I know, Curtis, you've been worn out with it. Jim, you have too. And Jason, you have too. Listen, here's what you hear. Well, preacher, I love the church. Don't get me wrong. No, they don't. Start with it. Be there.
Right.
Preacher, you know, I love the church. I really do. But, you know, I just can't get there on Sunday because, you see, I have to work all week long. I have to work so hard. And the only time I have to rest is on Saturday or Sunday. And, you know, preacher, now I worship God. Don't get me wrong. I worship God everywhere I go and all the things that I do. But the most important thing He told you to do was get yourself to church.
Amen.
That's the one thing they won't do. They don't get glad many times when you invite them to church. They automatically get on the defensive and tell you why they cannot go to church. David said, I was glad when this invitation was given to me. Let's go into the house of the Lord, David. He said, I was very glad. Let me ask you this. Somebody invited you to church, even whenever it might have been. Were you glad? Or were you defensive? Said, well, you know, I'd like to come, but I just can't for this reason, that reason, whatever excuse they give. I'm so thankful, praise God, I'm glad for the day that somebody invited me to church and I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. What if nobody ever had invited me? I might not have ever gone. I might be in hell today. Listen. It's our responsibility to invite people to come to church. David said, I'm glad. I'm glad. Why do you suppose it is that God puts it in your heart at times and puts somebody on your heart that you need to go and talk to and invite them to come to church? Why is it? I'll tell you why it is. Because our Lord Jesus loves that person. He loves that life. He values that soul. He loves their family. He cares more about them than anybody else could ever care. And so He puts them on your heart so that you can invite them, that they may come to the house of God and find the joy of knowing Jesus as Savior. And find the joy of coming to church. Well, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go in the house of the Lord. Were you glad for the invitation to come to church? I was. And I am today. I'm so thankful for that invitation many years ago. Well, it ought to make me glad enough to attend church. Amen?
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I ought to be glad enough and thankful enough. I ought to be attending the church of God, of which you have a membership, or some church that you might want to become a member of somewhere. So you see, the individuals who spoke here were other worshipers, other children of God. And they said to David, David, let's go into the house of the Lord. And the invitation they gave was, let's go to church. And David said, I was so glad when they said that to me. I was glad to go to church. Well, let me ask you something else. Why did they ask him that? What were their intentions that they stated to David when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord? Now, let's be honest with one another this morning. Listen to this. If you're saved by the grace of God, you fully expect, don't you, to go one day to heaven and inherit that mansion that Jesus has prepared for you. We all, as children of God, know God as our Savior. We all expect that, don't we? Isn't that going to be a reality to us?
Yes.
We all expect that. We all believe that. Well, why is it we can't put priority on the house of God down here? If the house of God there is that important that we're going to attend that one day and be there forever, why is the church today not important enough that we ought to attend church every time the doors are open and be in the house of the Lord? The intention was this: come to church. They expect to go to heaven, but at the same time, they refuse to come to the house of the Lord on earth. How do you account for that? How do you reconcile that? How do you expect one without the other? But people do, don't we? Sure do. Oh, we have every intention of going to heaven. But many people have no intention of coming to church. There's something radically wrong somewhere. Well, I'm going to make a statement that's going to make somebody upset. That's okay. If you let any excuse you might give, I'm talking about family gatherings, I'm talking about sports events, I'm talking about anything in this world, if you let anything hinder you from coming to the house of God, then you have committed sin. And you need to repent of it and ask God to forgive you for being wicked and disobedient and rebellious, and ask the Lord to forgive you and make it right, amen? Amen. Make it right. Well, what should be your intention? What was their intention for inviting David? They said unto him, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Why were they wanting David to come with them and go into the house of the Lord? Why should we want people to come with us and come into the house of the Lord? I'll tell you why. It's to meet the Lord. Amen. Now listen to me. It doesn't matter what size church you got, small or large. Jesus said, if two or three or more are gathered in my name, I'm going to be there. So if you want to meet Jesus on Sunday morning, here's where you meet Him. You ought to come where He's going to be, because He's already said, I am going to be there. So if you want to come in the house of God and meet Jesus, you need to meet Him in church on Sunday. Well, when Jesus walked here on the face of this earth in the flesh, He attended church. He was in the synagogue. He met with God's people on the Lord's day of that day, the Sabbath day. So He was with His people in the church every time the church met. Or if He was out preaching somewhere, He was still gathering with God's people on that certain day. Well, if you want to be where Jesus is on Sunday, you need to be in church. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. Well, next time you want to meet Jesus, I know you can meet Him away from church. I know I got saved at home. I didn't get saved in the church, but I got saved at home. You can meet Jesus outside the church. But when I got saved, I came to the church. And I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And I joined the church. And I've been a member of the church ever since that day. And when God calls me home, I'm going to be a member of a local church. Amen. Jesus established a church. He's coming back for the church, and I'm going to be a part of whatever Jesus is coming back for. Amen? Amen. Yes, indeed. Listen, all of Israel's social life and all of Israel's spiritual life all centered around the temple, the house of God in that day. Now, today, look at it. Our social life today, for the most part, I'm talking about Christians, revolves around everything in this world but the main thing, which is the church. Had a pastor one time, Curtis, kind of sarcastic with me. He said, "You've gone to seed on the local church." I said, "Hallelujah. I sure have. Make no apology for it. I'm a church-going man. I love the church. I'm going to be for the church. I'm going to be in the church. And I'm going up with the church one day." Yes. You can't get too much gone to seed on the church. Jesus shed His blood for His church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is going to be victorious, and the church is going to be triumphant over all and everything. Well, why have we lost the joy of coming to church? Why have we lost the desire to want to be in church with God's people and meeting our precious Lord and having a need met in my life and maybe God using me or you to meet a need in somebody else's life, be a blessing to them while at the same time the church is a blessing to us? Why have we lost that joy? Why have we sinned, church? Why have we sinned? and let the devil put into our hearts and minds that church is not really that important. It doesn't really matter if you go to church or not. I've had people tell me, "Preacher, I can serve God just as good outside the church as I can in the church." And I say, "No, you can't. No, you can't. I don't care who you are. You can't serve God as good out of church as you can in church." Why did I say that? Because Jesus said, "Be here. Be here. Here's where I get my soul fed. Here's where I mature and I hear God's message to my heart and He convicts me and He causes me to repent of my sins and keep my fellowship where it ought to be with the Lord." It all comes about through the church. The church. Well, I'm going to close here in a moment. Say this to us, to all of us. The Spirit of God spoke into your heart about this need today in your life. Here's what you need to do, first of all. You need to repent of that sin and turn from that sin and make that thing right with God today and start from where you are right now to being what the Lord wants you to be. Second part of the invitation is this. If you've never met the Lord, you're in a good place to meet Him right here. Yes. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, never been saved by the grace of God from your sins, and have the Holy Spirit of God living in your heart and life, now's the time. Jesus said, "Behold, today is a day of salvation." Now is the accepted time. Now's the time. Now's the place. Now's the hour to get your heart and life in line with the Lord and then become a part of His church that He so blesses and uses. You know, the church is the outreach arm of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We're His eyes. We're His hands. We're His voice. We're His feet. And He blesses the local church, and I'm so thankful. It's a joy in my heart. It burdened my heart last week when I couldn't be here. Anytime I'm away, it always is a burden on my heart to get back to the church, to get back to the church. It's a joy in my heart. Is it a joy in your heart? If it's not, you ought to make it a joy before you leave today. Make it right with God. If you haven't known Him as your Savior, come receive Him today. Then He will make it right with you. Amen? Amen. Let's bow together. Let's stand and let's bow together. Sister Pam's going to come and secure our invitation. As we stand together, let's bow for prayer just a moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making the church possible for us, for making the church a great priority in our lives. Thank you for our church people here. But Lord, we all commit sin. We all need to repent. And if you've spoken to a need in the heart and the life today, of something in their heart that they need to make right with you, they'll come today and allow you to make it right in their heart and life. If there's one or more persons here today who've heard the message and the Spirit of God has said, "Listen, you need to give your heart to Jesus before you give your life to the church. Give your heart to Him. Come to Him today. Repent of your sins. Receive Christ. And the joy of going to church will be yours, just as it is in our hearts as well." So, Lord Jesus, we ask through the Holy Spirit of God this morning, You'll do what You want to do in our hearts and lives. We'll give You the honor and glory and praise for all that's accomplished, because I ask it in Jesus' blessed holy name. Amen.